Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I am already speaking to the faithful few. It's Monday's birthday, and without the microphone, I can hear myself echo in the church building. And so I know I preach to the few and the faithful. When I ask you, in this holy week, what is holy to you? It's a question I want you to put in your heart for the next 3 days.
At this Last Supper, when he has precious little time to convey
there's so many teachers in here. Now, the exam is coming. What do you do right before the exam? Okay, here's some really important things you might want to think about, because I can't help you during the exam. So Jesus says, thank you, Jake. Love your neighbor. Love them as I have loved you. See, Jesus has a couple variations on this. Sometimes he says, love your neighbor as yourself. And I have some people that come back to me and say, but I don't love myself very much, so I don't have to love anybody else. Not quite what he meant. His love was self-sacrificing. His love was the love that in the night in which he was betrayed, he shared the meal not only with his dearest friends and most loyal followers, but also with human beings he knew would fail him. Even his best friends. They were following him around for several years now. Even Peter, as Jesus said, before the cock crows, you're going to have to deny me 3 times. And Peter gets one last chance to say, no, Lord. You can just see him put his hands on his hips, right? If I must die with you, I will not deny you. We all do it. And Judas, who sold Jesus out for a little money, Jesus knew that was going to happen. But he loved them to the end. And that's the model of our Lord Jesus Christ. That can't be taken away. He loved them to the end. And after the end, he rose from the dead and proved that even though hate had taken him out in a horrible, cruel way, hate doesn't win in the end. Death, destruction, wars, cruelty. They don't get the last word. Not with Jesus. And so I ask you again, what is holy to you? I know everybody is talking about the Cathedral of Notre Dame this week as a holy place. And indeed, it was consecrated for God's holy acts, for word, for sacrament, for mutual uplifting, for hearing the word of God, for sharing the word of God. And you all felt it just like I did. We have a building that we are exceedingly attached to here too. And my first thoughts about Notre Dame were the windows and the doors. Now I know what's irreplaceable here. What is irreplaceable is our wiring, which is in the end what took down Notre Dame. But it's not the place. You know what was surprising to me when the cathedral burned down is nobody was in it. It was Holy Week. And the sun hadn't gone down yet. Look around you. is holy, is the children of God, the people that Jesus calls us to love and accept and embrace. It's the relationships. It's the actions. The love, the mercy, the grace. Places are wonderful. But Jesus never called us to go. Don't get me wrong, I'm an exceedingly grateful steward of this place, as I know you all are. Mission of God is in our relationships with other people. It's in servanthood and forgiveness and mercy and all of those messy things. We're called to the messiness because Jesus went through it. There are people all over our community that are looking for something holy.